started with a book. Late one night, after hours of deep work, I found myself standing in front of my bookshelf, running my fingers along the spines. Some were old favorites, pages filled with underlined passages and notes from a version of me that no longer exists. Others were barely touched, abandoned mid-read as life pulled me in different directions. One book caught my eye, a novel I used to love. Without thinking, I pulled it out, flipped through the pages. For a moment, I felt something I hadn't felt in a long time. The pull of a different life, a life that felt freer, lighter, easier. Then, my phone lit up. Message. Come out, take a break, you've been working too much. And suddenly, I was at a crossroad. It wasn't just about the book or the message, it was about what they represented. The effortless pleasures, the things I used to do for no other reason than the fact they felt good. The hours spent lost in stories, the spontaneous outings, the distractions I once welcomed without guilt. For a second, I was tempted. After all, what's the harm in stepping away? What's the harm in indulging for little? But then, I thought about this past month. The relentless focus, the long nights, the feeling of being on the edge of something bigger, something that mattered. And I realized, the things that have truly given me fulfillment in life have never been easy or immediate. See, we don't just outgrow hobbies. We outgrow the version of ourselves that found comfort in them. It's not that those things weren't valuable, but that they belonged to a different phase of life, one where the immediate outweighed meaningful. We all face this quiet battle, the pull between short-term pleasure and long-term fulfillment. And the truth is, we don't just make this choice once. We make it every single day. Friedrich Nietzsche called this self-overcoming. The idea that we don't simply exist as we are, but shape ourselves through struggle. We are sculptors of our own becoming. The things we resist, the things we pursue, the things we're willing to sacrifice for, that's what defines us. Every act of growth is also an act of destruction. To become something greater, we must let old versions of ourselves die. The comfort-seeking self, the pleasure-chasing self, the self that is satisfied with less than what it is capable of. And that's why long-term fulfillment is so rare. Because choosing it means accepting the pain of leaving parts of yourself behind. It means walking away from the person who once found happiness in the fleeting and stepping into a future where fulfillment is no longer something that happens to you, but something you create through every disciplined, deliberate action. That night, I put the book back. Not because I didn't love it, not because I don't believe in rest, but because I knew who I was becoming. I knew that fulfillment doesn't come from avoiding distractions, but from consciously choosing to invest in something greater than the present moment. Because at the end of the day, who we become is a result of the struggles we embrace, the pleasures we resist, and the meaning we build over time.